Glenn Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning
on 710 WOR.
And at 9:41 in the morning, we're going to head back uptown to Michael Riedel. Of course, Michael is the big Broadway writer for the New York Post, also my co-host. I think this is our ninth week of our show. And right now, the Tony nominees are all gathering and being celebrated by the media. And Michael has another big star with him. Take it away, Michael.
I got a real New York boy here for you, Len. He's from your neighborhood in Queens. The great John Leguizamo is on with us.
I'm not from his part of Queens.
What part of Queens are you from?
I'm from Jackson Heights.
You were uptown. I was in Long Island City. You were from the rich neighborhood, Leguizamo.
Oh, I didn't know you were from LIC. That was ghetto back then. that was not cool.
No.
My neighborhood was better than that.
Of course, I said
that
so.
That wasn't even a neighborhood. That was just factories.
No, well, where I lived was a neighborhood, but we always thought Jackson Heights was like the rich part of town.
Well, you must be from an other generation than mine.
I was.
He is. Trust me. Trust me. I've been working with 9 weeks. I can tell you he's definitely from another generation.
Because white flight happened in the 60s, so you must have been before.
Well, no. Actually, it was a... When I moved in, our particular part of Long Island City was a Jewish middle class area. Now it's very Greek, so there's not a lot of white flight, as you put it, going on there.
What, LIC? Yeah. I don't know.
Astoria. It's kind of Long Island City Astoria.
Astoria has definitely always been white.
Yeah. It's
part except more. For Queens Bridge Projects, where you got Nas and all these great rappers come from.
Exactly. And good basketball players, too.
True.
John has been nominated for his play, Latin History for Morons, and he has also won a Lifetime Achievement Award Tony. I got to ask you, John, though. You're here with the great Chita Rivera, Andrew Lloyd Webber. You're a little young to be given a Lifetime Achievement Award. Does it make you feel old?
Mine's not a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh, you got a special Tony Award. That's right, I see.
Special Achievement.
Yeah, special
That's
Achievement.
That's what they give to middle-aged people. That's the middle age award.
Congratulations.
And someday I'll have the Lifetime.
So you already won an award going into the show.
I'm so relaxed. I don't even feel competitive towards Tony Shalhoub or anybody. I don't feel like I had to try to knock him down in the middle of the hallway.
No. Hey, tell me, what was the early theater that you started going to as a kid growing up here in New York? When did you fall in love with the theater?
I fell in love with the theater when I was 15 years old and I second acted Chorus Line.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I know. I thank God they can't arrest me now. It's too late. It's a cold case. But, you know, I couldn't afford, you know, I was broke and, you know, we were poor. So you snuck into the second act.
I did it.
Right. Yeah. You mean intermission when the doors are open, right?
You would pick up a playbill.
Bring my best jacket that I had, my polyester. Right.
And you'd hold the playbill so the ushers would just let you go in.
And I fake smoked, even though I really kind of did smoke at 15. Well, I lost the headphones.
That's okay.
So I snuck into Chorus Line. I saw my first... Puerto Rican person, Priscilla Lopez, stage, and it was a revelation for me. I was like, oh my God, she's passing the baton to me. We can do this. I can do this.
You can put, he lost his headphones there, but he's putting them right back on for you, Len. Yeah.
I almost hung myself.
What about, now he's nominated though, in addition to getting the special award for 3 decades of diverse work on Broadway. What's this Latin History for Morons? Got a great title.
Thank you.
For you specifically, Len.
Right. Exactly. Bingo.
We're all morons. And don't confuse it for Latin History for Mormons. I had people come.
You should run as long as the Book of Mormon. You'd be fine.
Yeah. I wish I could.
I thought it was Book of Morons. Now I'm confused.
Now you're going to go see it. Basically the genesis was my son was being bullied at school, and I wanted to give him the facts and the knowledge to defend himself. I didn't want him to go all fisticuffs and fighting people. I wanted my son to be more involved than I was. And I found all these incredible facts trying to empower my son. I empowered myself. Like the greatest fact that I found was that we Latin people have fought in every single war America has ever had. And we are the most decorated minority of every single war America's ever had.
Wow.
From the American Revolution, 10,000 of us fought, 20,000 of us fought in the Civil War. But you never see it in a Spielberg movie, Band of Brothers, but Band of Latin Brothers.
No.
No Ken Burns documentary on the Civil War. I mean, we're never included in any textbook, and it makes us really vulnerable to attacks from this administration, from attacks, you know, everywhere. And the lack of inclusion continues because we're the least represented minority in Hollywood.
Is there a monument to Latinos who served for
There's only
the
one Latino, Galvez.
Galvez. Okay.
That's the only one. From the American Revolution, he gave $3,000 worth of weapons. $70,000 worth of weapons to George Washington and had a militia of 3,000 Cubans, Puerto Ricans, freed slaves, Mexicans. and Native Americans, and they kicked the British out of the South.
Wow.
This is more information than you guys. You guys got to pay me for this kind of information.
History in the morning. There you are. Hey, did it work with your son, though? Did it help him in self-esteem? And
it definitely helped him, but it helped me a lot more. You know, my son's doing great now.
Well, you got a Tony nomination out of it.
Yes, I did. Exploiting my family paid off.
But wait a second. That works. Come on, West Side Story has some good Latin representation there. Come on.
Oh, no, it does not. I mean, we're not all gang members, brother.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay? I mean, I love, it's the only Latin musical out there in the 50s. He's from the 50s. Now I know. That.
Yeah, now you're
talking.
Now
you're talking. Reference.
Now you're talking.
I told you he was born
you
in Queens.
You outed yourself.
He was born in Queens in 1860.
Yeah, just stop.
It was a colony back then. Queens, I remember it. There was the Redcoats are coming. Do you remember that?
Well, thanks a lot. But Paul Simon tried to, remember, he had a Puerto
tried
Rican
the cape
base.
Another. And what was that about, Len?
Yeah, Len.
It was about Puerto Rico.
No, it was about a gang member.
Oh, sorry.
That hole you've dug for yourself, Len, is getting deeper and deeper.
Can you guys
that's
wait
the
a
thing
second?
I've been fighting against the whole industry and the media. We're so underrepresented. We are 26% of the box office, and yet we're less than 3% in front of the camera. And our stories are totally non-existent. And it's always this negative stereotypes that is totally wrong. And negative. So, you know, that's what I've been fighting my whole life against and trying to, you know, protect my kids from that.
I'm busy taking my foot out of my mouth.
I'm just using you, man. I'm just using
that's
you.
Cool. You make a great point. Now, is this a one-man show, your show?
Yes. Okay. It's a one-man show. And, you know, I've had people come up, this Puerto Rican 70-year-old woman from the BX. That's Bronx to you, Len.
I hear it.
Came up to me.
Riedel, they're piling on. Help me. You're supposed to be my partner.
I'm sitting back enjoying every minute of it.
She came up to me. She goes, tonight's the first time in my whole life that I stopped feeling like a second-class citizen.
Yep.
And she was crying. She made me cry. And, you know, but that was the general effect. I mean, all these historic facts that I dug up are so incredible. You can't believe that they've been excluded out of textbooks and just out of American knowledge.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Len, I'm bringing you to Latin History for Morons, okay?
I'd like to see
you're
it.
In the title.
I'd like to see it. I am. But this is history part, right?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, right. John. Great meeting you on the radio.
Oh, a pleasure. Nice
congratulations
meeting
on the nomination.
Thanks for letting me pick on you.
And that's congratulations fine. On the Tony Special
Thank
Tony
you.
Award. Congratulations,
Thank
you.
I
John
deserve
Leguizamo.
It.
You do indeed.
Well deserved by me.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
In case you didn't say that.